Last thing we talked about was we talked a lot about Chitas HaRambam, and especially the idea that the Rambam is, you know, consistent in very subtle ways as well. That even the first thing that he says about Eish already pits him on a parshanut plane to be, you know, to constitute a sharp contrast with the view of the Balei Tosas and most of the Rishonim, namely that the classic case of Eish is a case actually of Tok Shel Chaver, or not a case of Tok Shelo. In addition to that, what we're trying to point out is that the Rambam's formulation of Tamun also flips of even the language of the Mishnah, right, in terms of you know, which is the prime Tamun, which is the, let's say, secondary Tamun. Again, the Mishnah assumes that, you know, the prime Tamun is, you know, Tok Shel Lo, it spreads, and that when it comes to Tok Shel Chavero, where you have the Chilukim, that's like the secondary Tamun, we call it that. And that's why it's a question whether it even constitutes Tamun. And the Rambam basically flips that, right? I mean, the Rambam starts with Shel Chavero, again, I think, L'shitaso. And the third point being that that the Rambam, instead of having two dinim, certainly doesn't present it as two dinim, and by flipping it, it would be hard to see it as two dinim. The Rambam seems to think that this is what I call a sliding scale of Talmud. And then, of course, adding to the, you know, the Gedik Kafus and some of the other issues, that basically what we discussed already. But I was trying to suggest that it is all l'shitaso, and that for the Rambam, Tamun is something that it's a predictive or anticipatory thing in part, or at least largely, and it's all about Tziruf to the Maisa Hezek, which is, you know, which has its own dynamic in this particular Mamon / Chitzav context, and that explains all the things in the Rambam, and we'll see still some other, we still talk about Magdish and a few other things. I think some of the other, possibly, it's hard to know, but you know, there's always a temptation to, you know, go for a unified theory and to assume that all anomalies, you know, stem from the same source. I think that the ones that we're talking about till now all do, for sure. There are a few others regarding, you know, Magdish, you know, Bimashil, and a few other things in the Rambam that stand out, and a few in when it comes to Levoy that I already kind of hinted at. You know, when Shnaim Shasu kind of issues, whether they also flow from this, you know, very holistic, very consistent string of unique Rambam Shitas, or whether or not, you know, they're just interesting in their own right, you know, we'll look at them one by one. But again, you know, it's you have to know that there is such a temptation, and also be you know, sensitive to not overstepping, I guess. But again, you know, the idea of patterns, and especially patterns based on mechudash anomaly shitos, is something that is very compelling. So if it fits in, it's probably likely true. Anyways, so that's what we were discussing. The Rambam certainly presents a very sharp, very strong contrast, in particular to the worldview of the Balei Tosas, that there are two different dinim. Again, Tosas's view is not only that there are two dinim, one is Svara, one is Xeris HaKasuv, but that these, you know, two dinim are very different from each other. Again, might even be a misnomer to call it Tamun. Again, we already dealt also with the question of Chav Beis Amid Beis and Tosas there, and how that fits in, different ways that might fit in. But either way, as we explained, Tosas on Samach Beis Amid Aleph makes Tosas Samach Aleph Amid Beis, you know, even more, I guess, compelling, because Tosas Samach Beis Amid Aleph applies the idea of Onus or Havle Lasuke even to actual Adam HaMazik. Once that is true, then applying it, you know, to Eish, you know, even Eish HaMishum Chitzav, you know, never mind Eish HaMishum Amono, would be much more compelling. And you know, so therefore, in some respect, Tosas on Samach Aleph and Beis and Samach Beis Aleph could have been, again, you could say Samach Aleph and Beis and not say Samach Beis and Aleph. Indeed, a lot of the Rishonim, you know, do. Rajba and others who disagree with Samach Beis and Aleph, you know, embrace you know, Samech Aleph Omud Beis. We'll see in a moment that the Ramban, you know, doesn't like either of them. At least the main view of the Ramban, that's what we're going to read in just a second. But, you know, having said that, you know, for Balei Tosas, once you know Samech Beis Omud Aleph, Samech Aleph Omud Beis just becomes much more compelling. The question is for people who, you know, part company on Samech Beis Omud Aleph, and I also thought Samech Beis Omud Aleph is connected to his broader view of Adam HaMazik, then what about Samech Aleph Omud Beis? Can that still be, you know, something that is viable? And I think that for some Rishonim it still very much is. I said Rajba is an example. There are other examples in some of the Chachmei Provence. Okay, so what I want to do now is I want to particularly see how the, you know, riff a little bit, and especially the Raivid and the Ramban understood this particular sugya, especially the Ramban, because he really, you know, takes strong positions, and some of the Lashonos are very strong as well. So let's look at, you know, without, like I say, getting further sidetracked, we've done a lot on the Balei Tosas, we've done a lot on the Rambam for sure. What about the, you know, the view of the Raivid of the Ramban? Oh, so let's see. Rami, you want to? What is the riff? We'll start with the riff. Let's just go through these quickly as we can. It'll take a few minutes, obviously, but just it's worthwhile. Just you know, zeroing in on the Lashonis and the Rishonim to see what they really, what they really say. Okay, so let's start with the riff. What's the problem in the riff, or what's the? You have it there. What do you got? I can start towards the end. Right, he has the question of Matsur. We'll leave that alone. Let's start with Ha'u Gavre de Batash be Kaspasta de Chavre. Okay, that's the end of the sugya. Right, that seems to be a straight out on a mamazik. Right, on the surface, again, it's a chiddush of Tosas that's still subject to the problem of Havalei Asuke Adaite. But at the end of the day, it seems like, you know, that's a straight Adam HaMazik. Okay? So what the Rif says about this is, he quotes the Gemara, and he says, Meha Shaminan, go ahead. You have that? Yeah. Okay. Ella.
Ella
made the Rav Ashi Shamina de Rabbanan Sfirale. Okay. I mean, it sounds like he's, you know, thinking about that, but obviously we paskin like the Chacham. Okay. So there's something already to note here, and that is what, Rami, that the Rif, right, is linking, not his fault, but it's a little connected in the Gemara. Right, Mahoshim Yuleisuch Zakra Bihuda, he's connecting the problem of Tamun and the problem of, you know, Misha Toin Marganisa, Mi Manchi Inchi, Marganisa Bekaspasa Ola. Okay? A little bit the Gemara connects them, as we, well, the Gemara connected at least to earlier. Right? Either we have to say that the diun and tamun is not about really tamun, but about the raya of how much you pay in tamun, right? Which is kind of what the Ramban is going to end up saying based on the Yerushalmi, right? Or that the Gemara's Safek itself is in some way parallel to Talmud. Because if you read the Gemara, like the Bali Tosfos, right, that would be one way, an easier way to explain this connection. Because even Arava Mazik has a kind of, you know, Tumun type 2 application, namely a onus, a lo hava asuke adaite, right? Short of that, it sounds like you think that the discussion of Rabbi Yehuda itself is not about fundamentally whether you're chayv or potter mishum tamun, right? But whether or not the makom that there is either lack of knowledge or dispute about the amount, you know, what happens in that circumstance. Otherwise, the riff is common, again, partially by blowing up part of the Gemara or by accentuating part of the Gemara, is very, very difficult. Okay. The ode, this is all his to prove that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The first try is very difficult. Yeah. The ode Ashkan Behedja, the Ravashi Krabban and Svirale. Okay, that one's pretty clear. Go ahead. Okay, that's a straightforward raya. You could think, you know, that sugya is machri or not, but it sounds like that. That's not nothing mechudash. The first raya of the riff is mechudash because, again, it reinforces this link between this Adam Amazik case and Talmud. And that, again, that's troubling per se, and the Ramban certainly thinks it's extremely troubling. The second raya is just a straight raya. Okay, what about the third? Meaning the Gemara's safek about Takanas Nigzal is within Rabbi Yehuda, so it sounds like, you know, why do we care? You know, obviously we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. And the riff says, V'hai lav tamahu. On the contrary, it sounds like, you know, it's an abstract discussion, but we don't paskin that way. So, I have something to say about Rabbi Yehuda. Go ahead. The Amris. If we don't paskin that way, and he's just bringing Rabbi Yehuda, even though, and kind of even suggesting that it's an exotic shita that we don't paskin like. So what's the point of it? You know, right? The answer is, go ahead. Oh, the answer is, even though the Gemara says this idea of Takanas Nigzal by Rabbi Yehuda, right? They brought it lemigmar mina, right? Lerabanan. B'makom da'avidi inshi demanchin, right? Kagon hodabatish bekasbasta, and kagon amadlik esabira. In other words, even though the application is to Rabbi Yehuda, right? The halachic application is to the Rabbanan when they're mechayiv. So one case would be on a mamazik, and the other case would be in the case where there is a chiyuv tamun according to Rabbanan. Let's say. B'toch shel chaveiro, rather, b'davar sheroi lahat. So that's the riff. So the riff assumes that also, in other words, that there's an equation between Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's mechayev tamun in all cases, right? And midu Rabbi Yehuda nishma l'rabbanan in the case where they're chayev tamun, meaning tamun number two. Right? Or Adam Amazik. Correct? That's what the riff says. And that, what do you think about that? I mean, we're going to see the Rishonim what they think about it, but I'm just trying to point out that even when you read the riff, these are questions that come naturally. Obvious or not obvious? Well, any midda is always not completely obvious, although some are probably more convincing than others. Meaning, what if I were to ask you, is there a takanas nigzal? Right? In the, if there's takanas nigzal for Rabbi Yehuda and Tamun, does that mean that there's takanas nigzal for the Chachamim where they're Mechayiv Tamun? And what about Begalui with Eish? And what about Adam Amazik? Right? So again, one way to look at the whole thing is that, you know, this is, just say broadly for the moment, that, you know, the question of takanas nigzal, you know, it's kind of an internal question in takanas nigzal, like how far, you know, how far does that go? Okay. What is takanas nigzal basically, Rami?
Yeah,
the Gizma can be Nizma
v'notel
on the amount that, you know, that was stolen from him. Correct? Okay. So that's the Mishnah in Shavuos. So I guess part of the question here really is, like, what are the parameters of that halacha? Right? Anytime somebody owes someone else money and there's some question, you know, and there's an assumption, you know, of inappropriate behavior, let's say, you know, that always constitutes takanas nigzal? Or, you know, is it possible at least that takanas nigzal is something much more limited and much more specific? Okay, number one, maybe it requires a, you know, a status of chashud, you know, that you're not allowed to take the shvuah. Something akin to, again, the relationship between being pasul or chashud l'shvuah and being pasul l'edus is an interesting question. Okay, we're not going to discuss it right now. But it's a discussion in the Rishonim, in Balei Tosfos, in a number of places, the Mishnayos in Sanhedrin, you know, that talk about, you know, psulei edus, you know, are also, you know, used in parallel for psulei shvua or for chashur b'shvua. So that's an interesting question, generally. Okay, but the part I'm trying to make is, takanas nigzal is connected to the inability to take a shvua and the status of chashud, right? In which case, you might have much more limited application. Okay, this very much reminds us already of something that we saw earlier in the year, part of our Akdaba, namely, Alex? Yona? Yoni? Asher? Say again? Exactly, the relationship between Nezikin and Gezel. Meaning, is Mazik Gezel, Rabbeinu Yona? Remember? And then we had, you know, the language of the Gemara in Daf Samach Amud Aleph, on Samach Amud Beis itself, right? Namely, the, and especially in the, you know, the Mordechai, right, that the Bach also quotes, you know, that, you know, are we talking, does the Gemara describe, you know, as a Gazlan and a Rasha, a person who's just a Mazik? And again, the Chachmei Ashkenaz and the Mordechai, you know, is a Mazik really possibly Eidos? Right? And then we had the Tosa Rosh in Gittin, right? Who seemed to suggest the possibility also that Mazik might be Gezel. And then we talked about the tour, you know, the Bach protesting if, you know, or protesting too much, but the tour sounding like he held that way, right? So this is an interesting sugya here as well. Again, when we talk about applying takanas nigzal, you know, again, if we're talking about psuleidus, or the equivalent of chashur, let's say we don't have to go that far. Okay, but still, the idea of entrusting, like, the victim, how, you know, how much of a crime does the other fellow have to have committed? You know, just a financial one, or something which makes him, you know, some sort of a gavara? Is he really, does he need to be a gazlan, or, you know, does it need to be at least some sort of an iser? Right. So, this becomes a very interesting and a very important question. Right. If we limit If we expand takanas nigzal, let's say any time like a person, you know, is a victim of someone else in some way, you know, and there's a chiyuv tashlumin, you know, that takanas nigzal teaches us that he's also in the driver's seat in terms of nemanos, even though it can be very far from gezeila. Maybe it's not even, doesn't even have to qualify as mazik, never mind mazik that is geza, or that mazik in general is geza. Like, where do you draw the line? The more you think about this, like, you know, just the imbalance, and he put me in this situation, and so on and so forth, that's enough for takanas nigzal. So then, chiyuvim, you know, across the board, are probably going to have this halacha. Right? So midrabi Yehuda, probably nishma l'rabbanan. You know, whether it's the case of adam amazik, batash bekasbasta, right? Or the case of Eish, you know, Tamun, you know, the Tamun that is Kaya for the Rabbana, right? But if we take the view that Takanas Nigzal is more, you know, limited, that it really requires a Chashud or even a Shame Gezel of some sort or extended Shame Gezel, or even if it doesn't that, but it still requires the paradigm, not just that you are Mechuyev and it's your fault, you know, but that there's, again, more of a, you know, if not a gezel, at least a mazik, as opposed to a, you know, simply just a shmira problem, or a chisaron of shmira, right? A chisaron of shmira typically is not going to create a takanas nigzal. So on that spectrum, right, if we say that, so then when we try to figure out, are you going to say midrabi Yehuda, you know, nishma l'rabbanan? Right? And the two cases, Adam Amazik, and what about Tamun when you're chayiv for the Rabbanan? Interesting question. Not so obvious anymore. Maybe you could say the opposite. We're going to see this inside in just a second. I mean, I know a little bit, as do you, what's to come. So framing some of these questions, you know, once you've seen what the people say about it, it, you know, it also helps you. But you could frame these questions even without seeing it, because they're open questions, right? So maybe it's actually a bigger chiddush. You know, is it a bigger chiddush for Rabbi Yehuda or dafka Rabbi Yehuda? I think there are two ways to look at it. Right, on the one end, you could say the whole takanas nigzal is dafka Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda is the most machmir in Eish. Right, he's mechayiv tamun all tamuns beish. So is he chayiv all tamuns beish just because, like the Rimi O'Neill said, and others probably also believe this? Because he just, you know, thinks there's no such limud and there's no such gzeras hakasuv. Doesn't really say anything about Rabbi Yehuda's view of Eish, in which case it's irrelevant to what we're talking about right now. And on the contrary, what you might say is Rabbi Yehuda doesn't believe in Tamun because he doesn't have gzeras hakasuv. As for his view of Eish, right, he might have a very moderate view of Eish. By which I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be gezel, and it could even be, you know, a very weak, you know, a very weak, you know, kind of a choser shmira kind of a thing. But you're still chayiv tamun because there's no patur tamun. Tamun is a chiddush, and he doesn't have that limud. Okay, so and that's why he holds that you're chayiv even betoch shalo that spreads. Even betoch shalo, even, you know, below habale la suke adaite. So maybe one way to look at Rabbi Yehuda is to say that, you know, he just doesn't believe in Tamun at all. And, you know, we know that, you know, that Eish for him is chayiv even in the weakest circumstance possible because he doesn't have the Petur Tamun. Right? And nonetheless, there's a takon of nigzal. So maybe the reason that the Gemara, Dafka, you know, cites, because are really two questions, really, two opposite questions, right? One question is, if we don't paskud like Rabbi Yehuda, you know, so what's the point of the Shaklavataria about Takanas Nigzal? Right? So the Rif is trying to say, mid Rabbi Yehuda nishma l'rabban. Fine. I'm saying maybe you could challenge that. I'm getting back to that in a second. But as the other Rishonim point out, right? The problem is bigger than that. Right? The problem is, why would, let's assume that that's true, why wouldn't the Gemara just quote the Rabbanan? Like, what do you have to do this fancy thing with Rabbi Yehuda and then say mid Rabbi Yehuda nishma le Rabbanan? Why not just go for the straight for the conclusion? Say le Rabbanan, whether you want to say it in the case of Adam Amazik, or you want to say it in a case of Eish, where you're chayiv, whether it's galui or a chiyuv, you know, which looks like tamun but is chayiv anyway. Just say le Rabbanan. You know, is there a takana of nixal? Right. So it's not just a question whether to. So there can be different perspectives, and we're going to see them, some of them, in just a second. I mean, one is that the reason we mentioned Rabbi Yehuda is because it's only Rabbi Yehuda. How would that be? Why would that be? If you take the other view, not what I just said, meaning Rabbi Yehuda is chayv b'tamun. Right? Maybe not just because he doesn't think there's a gzeres akasu, but because maybe he's more machmir in looking at Eish even than Rabbi Yochanan. You know, he sees Eish even toch shalom, right? Even toch shalom bedavar she'ein darko lahatmin, you know, as a kind of adam amazik. Okay? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would have put this, you know, the dinim of Eish in Hilchos Chova. I'm not saying that's true. I'm saying if you felt that way, so then maybe he's the only one who really thinks that there's a takanas, you know, nigzal in Eish. Okay? So it's dafka Rabbi Yehuda, and there's no nishma l'rabban. Or maybe there's a nishma in Adam HaMazik, but there's maybe no nishma in Chiyuv Tamun, you know, Be'esh, for the Rabbanon, right? The opposite way to say it is that the din applies not only to Rabbi Yehuda, it applies afilo to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is a chiddush, because actually, you know, in all other cases, at least you're toch shel chavero, right? And in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, you're toch shelo. So you have the weakest possible eish. Right, the one that is furthest from being Gezel or Adam HaMazik, you know, and Rabbi Yehuda still thinks that this Takana is Nigzal. But when it comes to the Chachamim, right, Kol Shekein, because at least you're Tok Shel Chavero. In the case of Rabbi Yehuda, you're Madlik B'Isor. I'm sorry, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, you're Madlik B'Heter. Right, and it's a far distance. And in the case of the Chachamim, you're Madlik B'Shalom B'Isur B'Shalom, and there's no far distance. So the Chiddush is Rabbi Yehuda. It's not that it's only Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Or maybe, you know, again, whatever we're saying about Rabbi Yehuda, maybe within the Rabbanan there would be different Chilukim too. Now, once you think that Takanas Nigzal isn't any situation where, you know, the other person is the cause and you're the victim, and it applies even in a kind of super shmira problem, once you think there needs to be a higher standard, you know, for applying this takana, then it becomes a very fascinating, you know, window into the different levels of the different views of what Eish means, Eishem Shemchitzo and Eishem Bishum Amona. Okay. That, I think, it's something we would already be thinking about just from reading the riff. Now we're going to turn our attention quickly to the... Does somebody have a question? Do you have a question? Okay. To the Balamor. First we'll do the Balamor quickly, and then the Raivin, and then the Ramban, and we'll see that some of these things actually get formulated. Right. Okay. So the Balamor... Ravi, go ahead. You're doing a fine job. Balamor here on Sabach Beis Amidal. The other one is also whatever, but the other one's pretty pedestrian.
So I'm a Rav Shmai Milto Rabbi Yehuda Bulim. Other Rabbi Yehuda the Mechayel Niske Tomen Be'ish Asu Tfana Nigzal Be'ish Uvadin Hudul Rabbana Nami Asu Tfana Nigzal B'Mazik Tov Shal Chavir Varim Shadar Kan Lahat.
So Bedinhu, that also applies to Rabbanan. right? Which is what the riff says. But what the Balamor adds to the mix is this next line. Go ahead. Okay, that doesn't appear in the riff, right? Meaning, because it addresses the question, and the Ramban spells it out, right? Ramban says, oh, the Balamor did us a good turn, before he turns on him, you know. He said, the Balamor did us a good turn, let us sleep a little better at night, because he answered the question, you know, not only why is this halakhically relevant, but why, if it's halakhically relevant, isn't it just said in a straighter way? The answer is the Rabusa, we'll see if it's the same Rabusa, of Rabbi Yehuda. Why is this Abus Rabusa for Rabbi Yehuda? Also Takanas Nigzal, Bidvarim She'ein Darkan Lahatmin, Kigon Arniki Begadish. Because for the Chachamim, we're applying Bidvarim She'darkan Lahatmin. So if you burn down a Tamun, which is Darkan Lahatmin, right, that's not as big a Chiddush. I mean, that's a more obvious Eish, point of, in other words, than burning it down, you know, below Avale La Suke Adaite. It's fascinating, though, that the Balamor didn't stress, he does stress Varm Shein Dark on the Hatmin. You know, he could also have stressed, what? Eitan? The Rishuyos, Dvarim, right? Betoch Shalom. So we'll see, that is something that some of the other Rishonim stressed. Okay, so which is it, even within Rabbi Yehuda, you know, again, the Balamor thinks that's the main thing, right? The Asuka Adaiti. Yeah, yeah.
If the Balamor is thinking more of
if what?
If he's thinking more of a Mammonist perspective than Ish perspective, then it makes sense.
What do you mean? Oh.
Because if it's about Mammonist.
Oh, okay. Could be. Yeah, it's not clear. I hear that. Yeah, the other Rishonim clearly make it an Eish issue. If we project on, and certainly the, you know, Darkan Lahatmin can be an Eish issue, but I hear what you're saying. It's a good horror film.
Why would someone have more Nehemonis on Gully than on Tamun?
What do you mean on Gully than on Tamun? No. He's saying Darkan Lahatmin as opposed to Ain Darkan Lahatmin. Although, again, you're talking about still the value. I mean, it's nothing saying, you know, if you know, it's like Marganisa or Kaspa.
I don't understand why someone would have more Nehemonis at Darkan Lahatmin. Either way.
Because it was already established that it's there?
I mean, you have to reconstruct, right? So you're relying on the guy completely. I mean, either he's making up his story. So he has more Nehemonis because he's making up his story.
That's a much more likely story.
People are usually put there.
Right. Yeah. It is a little bit more. Right. Again, my inclination, based on the other Rishonim, is to assume that it's not a Nehemonis issue, but that it's an Eish issue. But I hear it, is what I'm trying to say. Okay, so that is the Balamor. The Ramban, let's go to the Ramban. Okay, this is a little longer read, but we'll jump around a little bit. Yeah?
Is Rabbi saying that he isn't stressing with the Sof Shavah, or he doesn't hold it?
No, he's just not stressing. I mean, you could have, once you're saying that Rabbi Yehuda is a bigger chiddush in terms of nigzal, you know, there are two elements. One is, you know, the chiluk of ruin lahatmin in ruin lahatmin, but maybe a bigger one is that it's even betok shalom.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
Yes, the hold, that's the mechanism in the sof shalom.
No, he's not denying the chiv tamun in that case. I'm just saying it's interesting. If you have to pick something to illustrate why Takanas Nigzal is more obvious, I'm sorry, it's more of a chiddush for Rabbi Yehuda than it is for the Chachamim, I'm saying you could have picked, you know, there are two chidushim in Rabbi Yehuda. One is that we don't care whether it's Roy or Ain Roy. That's one. And, you know, even if it's Ain Roy, in other words. And, the Arniki Begadish, and the other one is, you know, that it was a heter, or that it's more distant, etc. Just curious. I'm not saying he doesn't also. He might have said, "Oh yeah, that too." Maybe, I don't know.
In the context, isn't it trying to explain the raya of the riff for the case of Batash Beksafta? Isn't it only mistabrik to bring the chiluk of
could be.
Roy not Roy?
It could be. I'm just saying, in general, the riff could have said, and we'll see the other Rishonim do say it, so. I don't think it's. Again, maybe it's trying to be mitzamtzim. Even that, you know, more limited case is more of a kiddush for Rabbi Yehuda than the Chalmos. Maybe. Maybe. Okay. What about the Mechamos? Let's just, go through that and then we'll talk. First, he starts off by complimenting, right? Havlo apiri in the Balamor, Pirshonu divra benu agadol, right? Hai gavra, ben rabbana ben rabbi Yehuda, chayev atamun. What's this piece? Taniske adamhein. But is this important or not? Rami? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, what's this beginning? He said, thank you very much, Palomar. That part is, you know, is nice, but that's not in the substance, that's in the etiquette, right? Etiquette is important too. Yeah? Okay. But getting past the etiquette, what's the, is the next point important or not? What's the next point? What does he mean? Daniske Adamein. Rami?
Yeah,
something to say or not on this?
Well, he's saying that this isn't exactly the sort of Tama.
Number one, I mean, again, it's curious that he uses the Ptur Tama, but the Gemara kind of, you know, connects it to Ptur Tamon. That's probably what the Riff was. And the Riff also, Tamad Rabbi Yehuda, was connecting it to Ptur Tamon. But what the Ramban is already staking out right at the beginning is what? What's the first thing the Ramban is telling you? Correct. He's making an announcement. I just want everybody to know, unequivocally. Sometimes you have to be really unequivocal. It's a time for subtlety. It's a time for, you know, unequivocal, you know, transmission of thought. What's he saying? I don't hold like Tosis on Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Right? Yeah? Rami? True or not? Meaning, the Vaday Hai Gavra Bein Rabbana Bein Rabbi Yehuda Chayev Atamun. Who? Which Gavra? The one who was Batash, who kicked the thing into the river. Next, Deha Niske Adam Hein. Because that's Adam Amazik. That's what he means what? Eish Adam Amazik or a real Adam Amazik? Real Adam Amazik. But then the next line, is, of course, is terrific, too. The Eish Gufei, go ahead, Rami.
Eish Gufei lo mikdar atun, elav yon shekalu pizah, shenachal gadar shalom ha'kan tablega, in part of the Gemara, which is the entire case of Regan.
Oh, what is that? That's an important comment. He's saying, forget about, you know, my disagreement with Tosis on Samach Beis Amud Aleph, meaning that in Adam HaMazik there's no room for a Tamun type, meaning a Asik Adait, an Onus kind of, you know, Lohisik Adait kind of a Ptur. This is even true when it comes to Eisha Misham Chitzav, meaning if it's low Kala Lohitzav, you're not going to get a Ptur Tamun of any kind, meaning even of the kind of Lo-Asik Adaite, not just the technical Xeris Akasav kind. I mean, he doesn't hold like a Rambam, of course, right, that the Ptur Tamun applies even to Eishem Shemchitzav. But more than that, he disagrees with a lot of Rishonim now who think that even Eishem Shemchitzav, right, might have the Ptur of Asuke Adaite, even if it doesn't have. Now, again, Tosa says Ptur Onus is going to apply even in straight Adam HaMazik. Right? We're going to see soon that Ramban, when he changes his mind, thinks that Asuke Adaite or Onus doesn't apply even in Eisho Mishu Mamono. But he's not there yet. Right? This is, you know, lat lat. First, the Ramban is saying, Adam HaMazik, there's nothing to talk about. I disagree with Tosis. He doesn't say the words I disagree with Tosis, but he's disagreeing with Tosis. Okay, other Rishonim probably also disagree. Next, what about Eishim B'Shem Chitzav? I totally disagree with Tosis. There are Rishonim who disagree with Tosis on Samach Beis Amud Aleph and don't disagree with Samach Aleph Amud Beis, even in Eishim B'Shem Chitzav. Right? I think Rabbi Yonas and some of the others possibly. Because that's, again, as we've been explaining, you know, Adam Mu'ad Li'olam. Okay, the Ramban maybe hears, he doesn't say L'shitaso, but it certainly works L'shitaso. Right? There's no, either, you know, even if I did believe in Onus, this isn't Onus. And I don't believe in Onus anyway. I'm talking about the Ramban speaking. So, nothing to talk about. But is that same level apply to Eshem Shemchitza? So we know the Ramban's view in Bamatziya, as we'd already noted. No, not necessarily. Even if you believe that Eshem Shemchitza is Adam Amazik, right, it's possible, that only when it's not an Onus. But Asuke Adaite doesn't qualify even to derail Eshem Shemchitza. Because when it is chitzav, and this doesn't make it not chitzav, it's like Adam Amazik. Okay, good. Ravashi Nami, go ahead.
Ravashi Nami lo mila ele, el mishim zikla tain haki lehaki, kedi itmar de gemar. Aval vid ikasa de pshita de kaya bekol.
This is very important, right? Meaning, this is not exactly the opposite of Tosis, right? Meaning you should know that the Horavashi discussion has nothing, even though he quotes Talmud, has nothing to do with Chiyuv and Ptur. It has to do with Nemanus, the Takana of Nigzal. But when it comes to Chiyuv and Ptur, Adam Amazik and Eshem Shemchitzav are Chayiv Legamri in these circumstances. Very important Rambam. Okay? Then we can skip a little bit. Kach Pirish Balamor, Divar Ben Yitzchak, Tanuach Daito, Sheniach Das Rabbeinu, Minamatmiyim, Hiskim Afu Imo Bedavarze. Again, another compliment, that he passes his way. Very nice. Okay. The Alpha Bikain. Kegon Marganisa the Tamil Inish Minijma of an hotel. Meaning what? What kind of comment is this? Where does this comment go? If you were writing a Rambam for the Ramban, where does it go? I mean, that's a funny way to ask it, but you can answer it if that helps. If it doesn't, just you can just answer the first question. Yeah. What's Ramban saying here? It says, great pshat, but it leaves a lot of holes. Number one, it creates a very big gap in what? Rami, what do I want you to say here? Don't say it because I want you to say it. Only say it if you really believe it. But what am I trying to encourage? This comment of the Ramban belongs where? Okay, the Ramban is sitting down. He wants to write a Rambam. Where would you put this comment? In Hilchos Niske Mamon? In Hilchos? In Hilchos Gezela, or Hilchos Shavuos, or Toin Venitan, something like that. Meaning, he's saying, the Takan of Nigzal itself, right, doesn't apply to dvarim, she'einan ru'uyim. Like, let's say the Nigzal says, he stole my, he broke into my house. Okay, we agree. He did something dastardly, right? And he stole my Picasso. No, forget about the Picasso. He stole my, what do we say we like?
Rembrandt.
Well, Rembrandt we like, but I think the Van Gogh, right? Especially. Okay. So he stole the Van Gogh. So is he believed? Says the Ramban, right? Mi nishma v'notel? Inami tonu dvarim she'en ru'im lo kegon de lo amid. So this is an internal takanas hanigzal critique. He's saying, what is takanas hanigzal, but way beyond takanas hanigzal. Okay. Va'od. Next paragraph. Right? Avade afilo yisayedim. Right? Number one, like if this is true, that Takanas HaNigzal is so expansive, so what does this have to do with Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Right? Moreover, it sounds like the issue in Talmud and the Rabbanan is not Nemanus, but the Ptur, the Gzeres HaKasav itself. Right? The Hob, Talmud Gufa Pligi, Betok Shel Chavero, Velo Betakonas Nigzal. Lefikach Masha Kasav Betsifrei Amar, Lecheno Yipirsh Rabbeinu Shlomo, Tamua. Well, Niso Kadaitach, the Hob Pligi, Adakamifla Gilihachi, Lefligu Hasam Benigzal Gufe, Vod Rabbi Huda Mekel Betakonas Nigzal Tvemid Rabbanan. Tznan ad shteisha mitzah soda. Okay, all of these are the same, basically. All these are balamor, or you know, again, riff and balamor. You're overreaching in terms of takanas nigzal, both in terms of Rabbi Yehuda's internal shita, in terms of this being a debate between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim, in terms of this being just you know a paradigm of nigzal. It goes beyond, way beyond what nigzal. You know, seems to be. Okay. So for that reason, technical reason, again, that this is not an Eish. This part so far is not an Eish. The first comment of the Ramban, namely, Odom HaMazik doesn't know of Asuke Adaite. And Eishem Shemchitzav doesn't know of it either. Those are Eish comments. Those are Odom HaMazik and Eish comments. As for the rest of it so far, that's an internal Takanas HaNigzal attack. Good. Ella, go ahead. So what's the alternative?
Ella Rabun.
No, Ella Tamayu Rabanan. I'm sorry, I skip a little bit, but I'm trying to save a little time. Even though there's a lot in the Rabban, but I'm still trying to save a little. El Tamayu Rabanan, Mishud Madlik Betoch Shalo. Patarachmana Tamun. Pashtus is at the Rabbanan, right? This is not a Nemanus issue. It is a Turtabun issue. Kitetsa Eish Me'atzma. How does the Ramban read the Pasuk? Like Baletosis, not like the Rambam. Yeah, Rami? I saw they were passing. You said, you don't have the Ramban here? You've been reading, you've been so far quoting it all Baal Peh? What? Okay. Go ahead. What's he quoting here? What is this? What's that? What is now he's saying something, getting back to the important thing. What is that so far? Exactly. That's Tosfos Samech Aleph Amud Beis. Right? He's saying, oh, what is this whole business with the Mishnah? Right? The two dinim that Tosfos quotes. Okay? Okay. The high time Alesa, now he's going to say something important. We're not really sure what he means, though. At least I'm not sure. Okay, what's that line of the Demai Havale Gabe Da Azke? Just the Ramban talking, or is he quoting? No. That's a quote of the Gemara, of right about Mazik, about Nosei, about you know Mazik Dinar Zav, because he thought it was Dinar Kesef as opposed to Shmira. The Gemara is mechalik between Shmira and Mazik, right? Because my Havale. La'azke, he has no right to. He said, oh, I didn't know. That's why I destroyed your property, because I thought it was, you know, worth less. Right? It doesn't matter what you think the value of my property is. You have no right to destroy my property. That's the Gemara. The Baalei Tosfos put that whole thing into question by saying, well, it depends on, you know, how, whether he should have known, whether he could have known, whether he might have known. But they don't think it's a hard and fast principle in Olam HaMazik. But the Ramban l'shitaso does. But here the Ramban is saying something very important. What does the Ramban mean when he says, listen, the p'tur of Lasuke Adaite, right now he believes in it. Right? But within believing in Baalei Tosfos, what is he saying? The pshia bialmahi. Wow. Okay. Let's assume for the moment it's not esha mishum chitza. So it's esha mishum mamono. So then what's he saying? About lo bimadlik gedisho shel chaver mamish biyadayim? That means what? Esha mishum chitza? Or does he mean like the hashlama? Meaning, is the Ramban here being mechalek between madlik gedisho, you know, and madlik betok shel chavero, but shelo begedisho? Is the gedisho adam amazik biadaim? It's like, you know, mokom gacheles or mesakzeches, or is it chitzav, or is he mechalek between within esha mishum amono? You know, between even betok shelo, between, you know, a little bit of a more of a process and a more direct process. Yeah.
I think the easiest way to read this is most similar to Tosfos and Kabeza and Aleph, just that even within non-dalakishim shemchitza, the pshia is the first step of that, the pshia b'shmira, and then the second kind of case is just lo b'malik disho shel chavir mamish b'yadai, and that's going to be.
Well, I don't think he's saying ishim shemchitza, because he said before that if it was a case of. If it was a case of lo kala lo chitzav, I mean, now he says, unless he went back on that, he says of eish gufe lo miftar atamun elikagon shekala chitzav. Right, and he's talking about, you know, this type of tamun.
But now he's just trying to contract.
So I don't think. I certainly don't think he means eishom shum chitzav. The question is, does he mean eishom mishum? What does he mean in the Madlik Gadish directly? Is that Eishom Mishum Chitzav? Or even Gacheles? Makom Gacheles? Or is even that within Eishom Mishum Mamon?
Yeah, I mean, I just thought he was just trying here to contrast it, but the Kaspasad, the Mechal between Adam and Mazik.
No, 100%. You could have been Mechalik between Adam and Mazik and Eishom Mishum Chitzav.
Yeah.
I just don't, the Ramban just isn't doing it. I think others do it. I mean, it's clear from before, he's not Chozer on that point. If it's Eishom Mishum Chitzav, I think it's a Davar Pashut. That you are, there's no such heter for the Ramban. The question is, what does he mean? And, you know, and therefore this comment about the pshia bialmahi is certainly esha mishum amon.
Yeah.
The question is, what does he mean when he contrasts it? Avalo b'madla gedisha shol chaver mamish biyadayim. Is that esha mishum chitzav? Or is that even gacheles? Or is that just esha mishum amono v'osu agedish? What?
I thought that was like the head of Misach Sechas,
right, so I'm not, that's why I'm not sure. If it is, then it's fine.
Yeah.
Then there's no extra chiddush here. The Ramban is saying Esha Mishum Mamono is Pshia.
Correct.
And he's saying that, you know, contrast that with Mazik Biyadai. I just don't know. I'm not sure. Just that typically being Madlik a Godish is not necessarily Makom Gacheles or Misach Sechas.
Well, he says,
right, could be. I don't know. I'm not. I don't have an opinion on it.
Right. All he has to do is contrast it enough to say the case of Gadash.
You could be right. Again, we just can't know. I'm just saying, if that's the case, it's less of a chiddush.
Yeah.
This point, if the Ramban means to say, mishum chitzav, I think that's also just repeating what he said before. I mean, there's no kololo chitzav. No, in a Giddish usually, right? So that, you know, it doesn't have to be Mokum Gacheles or Mesakzeches, right? I'm just wondering whether or not, because we see this with others, whether even, you know, Mishum Mamono, there isn't a difference between, like some of the Chachmei Provence who said that, right? The Hashlama, right?
Yeah.
It's clear that's within Mamono, because if it was Kolochitzav, it was Lo Kolochitzav, you'd be, you know, there wouldn't be anything to talk about. And yet, even within Mamono, there's still a difference between Gedisho and whatever. I just don't know if the Ramban... it's very possible he's talking about Mazu Gadai Mamish or Hitzav. It would be a bigger Kiddush if it was two levels of Mamono. I'm just not sure. Yeah?
Could it be that he changed the assumption from before?
I don't think so.
He just introduced this idea of a non-there's a custom of the couple of
tongues.
Right. He has that.
Which is going to go back on. But I don't... I mean, so what? So you're saying it's... Even within Chitzav, he's saying it's Pasha? I just don't see it. I don't see any reason to think that. I hear it. Because he doesn't... He's very strong about it in the beginning. Now he's just, you know, contemplating Tamayu Drabanam, but he hasn't. And he's not being Chozer on the Adamamazik part of it. And he doesn't say the words Chitzav. So I'm assuming not. I can't know for certain. But these are our questions. Is he being Chozer on what he said before? Outside chance, I would say. I don't believe it. Is he saying that there are two mamonos? I'd love that to be what the Ramban is saying, because I think that's very exciting. I'm with Aryeh. Probably not. Probably he's saying either Makom Gachalas, or I think more likely, Chitzav, and that it's consistent with what he said before. Okay, but either way, it's an important formulation. Either way, it sets up, even more important, the next phase of the Ramban, okay, the ode. Here's where he just says, I don't understand the whole connection between Tamun and Takanas Nigzal, right? But go faster. Afilu imtim shalomein alach karab yudah delo tikkun rabban Takanas Nigzal, right? Ela bedrom shadarkam bekach, right? Minalan rabbeinu delay sidd rabbi Yehuda the mechayv on this ketah mi talon zubazu liolam emelacha halacha karab yudah betamun beish bechayv. Right, what does the chiyuv and ptur of Tamun have to do with the nemanus? What's the answer? Right? I mean, again, he himself will probably get back to it, but the answer might be, if you hold that takanas nigzal, right, isn't just some extraneous issue, but takanas nigzal depends in part, at least, on the paradigm of nigzal, and therefore on the level of Gezel, Mazik Biadayim, Pshia, etc., then there's a connection between those two things. Okay, maybe a connection that could be broken, but certainly a reasonable connection. Okay, but he's just expressing why he's uncomfortable with this whole Mahalach in the Sukkah. So then he says, Rami? Now comes the big reveal, as I say. Right, this is the Ramban knows how to say that he's Chozer. Just to respond to Asher a little more, but again, even though I do, it also crossed my mind. You know what Asher suggested. Hilar Ramban does say that he's Chozer, right? I'm just saying. Yeah. Achshav chazarti l'derech acheres. Go ahead. Okay, you could skip a little bit. This is sensational, right? So what does Yerushalmi say? Yerushalmi records that there's a debate about Takanas Nigzal, essentially. Correct? So the Ramban, I mean, this is just, again, methodologically so fascinating, because does the Yerushalmi sound like the Bavli at all? only if the Bavli is very difficult logically to read Kipshuta. So the Ramban basically, you know, it kind of reminds me a little bit like, you know, early when the Rajba was suggesting that we integrate the Yerushalmi and the Bavli about, the psukim of, of Shane, Kiaver, right? Hard to come to that conclusion unless you find a lot of dochak. Right? This one's even more, right? Basically, the Ramban is projecting, is retrojecting back into the Mishnah now. What seems like a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda, you know, and the Chachamim, right? At least one of the points of machlokas of Yehuda and the Chachamim. What seems to be machlokas about a din doraisa, you know, of Tamun, maybe Tamun 2 as opposed to Tamun 1, right, is actually a machlokas in a case, in a very limited case, namely Bidaleka Edim, right? But Bidiyadua Shahaya Tamun Sham, that's the dochak in the scenario, about, you know, what seems to be a very local and narrow din that belongs more in Masachet Shavuos. Namely, do you apply the Takanas Nigzal? Which means, we'll see in a second, that in this, again, what pushed the Ramban to this is because he's very unhappy about all these other things. What's he particularly unhappy about? We'll see in a second. That there should be two dinim of Tamun. Right? Where's the Makar for a second din of Tamun? And if it's a Svara, Is it a svara that is particularly compelling, given the nature of Eish? Right? So the Ramban prefers to reread the Mishnah and the Gemara in light of the Yerushalmi and to narrow the whole thing, to make the whole thing into a discussion about Takanas Nigzal, right? All to avoid saying that there are two Talmuds, not as a Gzeres HaKasuv, or that there's a second, you know, pseudo-Talmud, which is really a Svara, right? Because once you're dealing with Mazik, and once you're dealing with Eish, even if it's Eish HaMishimamono, right? I'm saying it's the total opposite of Tosis. Tosis was sad, was happy with, you know, with Avalei Asuke Adaite and Adama Mazik. And the Ramban says, I can't abide it in Adam HaMazik. I can't abide it in Eishim Shemchitzav. Right? Again, we're not sure what this middle one was. You know, can I maybe not abide it in Eishim Shemamonu in Gadish? Not sure. Right? Maybe he's not saying that. But now he's going to say, I can't even abide it in classical Eishim Shemamonu. It's just not correct. There's no such thing. Keep going. Achshav again, Chazar to the Der. We read it. Fine. Pirush Kesav Raboshe Dechipun. Fine. Mikomakom Lamanu Shemachukas Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim B'Takanas Nigzalu. I mean, the Machlokas Tanoim is about Takanas Nigzal. Go ahead. V'fi Gemara D'Bnei Rava Ula Gemara D'Ilan Nami. Go ahead. B'Madlik. Go ahead.
B'Madlik Dor Shavavero Ilan Neimar Zvahavi Pligid Mishum Tamun Lo Miftar El Madlik Dor Shalom.
Oh, what's he saying? There's only one Tamun. Like, we were finally, you know, we're hoping, because we discussed this, right? Like, this is the problem. Like, for the Rambam, the way I understand it, there's only one Tamun, too. But there's a sliding scale in how to apply it. Okay? That's the Rambam Shita. And actually, you know, the classic Tamun is in a case of B'toch Shel Chavero, and I guess Kol Shekein, you know, B'toch Shelo, for the Rambam. Okay, and the factor of derech lahatman ain derech lahatman. Okay, that's integrated into, you know, the nature of this Petur Talmud. There's one din. What's the nature of that one din? Is it all ala suke? That kind of, but not as Peturonos, but as hagdaras maisa. That's what I spent so much time on the other day trying to build, you know, or to reinforce. Rambam certainly doesn't hold that. Oh, the Rambam doesn't hold this, that Eishem Shem Chitzav is Mamona V'Chitzav. He doesn't hold on the Mamon side, he doesn't hold on the Chitzav side. Right. Okay. But the Ramban says, I also don't like, originally I was going with Bali Tosis, right? But I'm troubled by it. Like, where did the Sasuke Adaite thing? Why should that be a patur? And what is that in any way? The Shakavatari, Brabuta, and the Chachamim. So what I really think is that there's only one Talmud. After all, the Pasuk is written that he agrees with Tosis in B'toch Shalo. So B'toch Shalo Chavero, there's no Talmud. Right? Go ahead. Dechiteit Zehachik Sivkra, Dechiteit Zeish Me'atzma Mashma, Dibi Madak B'toch Shalo Chavero, Nami Mashma, Umikmin Le'nami Kigon Shanafal Gader Shalom Akam Azleika. Aha. Again, meaning, if you think that there's also Tumun in B'toch Shalo Chavero, right, which could still only exist, if it was Eishem Mishum Amona, certainly not Eishem Mishum Chitzav, right? He's not considering that at all. The Bekai Gavna, who the Miftar Tumun Gufe, the Kol Chitzav, the only Patur Tumun ever, right, is going to be in Mamono, not in Chitzav. Im Kain, Afila Bekalim Shadak and Lahat Menami Lifter. Right? So why are we distinguishing between Kalim Shadarkan and Kalim Shain Darkan? If the Pasuk means it extends Tamun there, why is Tamun in B'toch Shalo absolute and Tamun in Shel Chavero is limited? He doesn't believe in the sliding scale. I understand that. It's a very hard sell. Right? I don't know whether the Ramban's solution is more attractive than the Rambam's in the end of the day. I think each one is a different kind of interpretational compromise. What is it? The Chol Hani Plukta de Tamun Hecha Sivan. That's a great line. That's why we're, again, it takes longer, but certain Rishonim you just have to read, So, meaning, where did all these dinim come from in the Psukim? There's one Zeres HaKasuv. Okay. Elavadai, Kra b'madlik b'toch shalo dafkahu. Right? V'hod apachar banim b'she'in darkan lahat min. Right? They do say that. I mean, that's what Rava says. Rava is mechalek in the Gemara, in his understanding of the Mishnah. So what is that? Right? So the answer is, that's all going to be now, not a din doraisa, not a fundamental halacha on Eish. There's no difference. I wouldn't say there's no difference. With vis-a-vis this question of Chiyuv and Patur, there's no difference between Darkan and Ein Darkan. Right? So what's it going to be? Lav Mikra El Misvara. Right? Tosis also thinks it's Misvara. Right? But Tosis' Svara is a Din Doraisa in Chiyuv and Patur. Ramban's Svara is the e b'shiyesha meidim v'adei afilu nafal gader shelo machas dleika, right? Nami b'stavar d'chayiv bakol. Meaning the svara is, takanas nigzal. But if we have edim, and it's a question of chiyiv and patur, he says, I want to know, I'm going one better now. Even esho mishum mamono, right, is not going to get this svara p'tur of valetosis. I reject it in Radama Mazik, I reject it in Esha Mishum Chitza. Maybe I reject it even in Gadish and Mamono, and now I'm rejecting it in anything in Mamono. Okay? Atu, one more second. Atu shoro v'lotapach da'ape, right, v'halach la gadish shochitim v'chupa b'shal se'orim v'achalo mimatzil l'meimer ilo yadanu the Shochitin have a Havina Minter Latve? Pshita de Lo. The Kolshkein Echid Mishum Chitzav de Vadei Chayev. Okay, the Kolshkein Chitzav, we understand that he's been saying all along. We just I don't even like the Rishonim who think that Chitzav, because it isn't Adam Amazik Mamish, has this this Balitosis thing. The Rajba is okay with it, that part of it. The Ramban is not. Okay, but what's interesting is, what do you think about Atu Shora Delo Tapachapei Bahalach Lagadish Shalchitim? I would have said, listen, maybe, even if you thought, is this a good comparison, by the way? Atu Shora Delo Tapachapei again, I mean, obviously what he has in mind is it's Eisha Mishum Mamono, so, you know, let's compare it to Shor. Just like the Gemara's line about what? Kam Lebedraba Mine. Right? Gemara says, oh, if you hold Eisha Mishum Mamono, so treat it like Shor. Okay. But is it exactly so? Lekula and Lechumra, maybe, number one, Eisha Mishum Mamono may be different than Shor. Lekula and Lechumra, because it's different b'chayvim. So, you know, maybe it's more like Chitzav, and therefore it's even a bigger forget. Even if Shor was, Eishem Mishum Amono would it be subject to this kind of restriction? I'm just adding this. This is not the Ramban. Right? The Ramban's are saying, number two, on the other side of it, you know, when it comes to the one could be more machmir, even if it were in Eishem Mishum Amono than Shor. That's the first thing I would say. Because it's more, you know, automamazic oriented anyway. Just like some Rishonim think they should Mishum Amona Bosa Godish. You know, it was practically mazik biadai. Okay? But I think it also goes the opposite way, just to be fair to the others. In other words, when it comes to Shoro Shehizik and the question of lack of Shmira and so on, so obviously that has a broader, you know, idea. I would have been shomer more if I'd known that it was gold and not silver. You know, it doesn't really apply. But if we're talking about Aish, right, whether there is no personality, and it is for the same reason that it's more maturif to you. So the idea that Pshia in Aish might really, you know, have like a target on it, but the same reason that I might be more machmir, I might also be more makel. That's what I'm trying to say. I think that's probably what the Bali Tosis would have answered to this question. Okay. There's a question? Yeah.
Yeah, I might be asking this too early, but how different would you say this is from the Balamor itself?
From the Balamor?
Yeah, I mean, the Balamor who the Ramban also understood be talking about it, kind of Sidizel, like.
Right, but the Balamor is not saying that the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is Takanas.
Yeah, just not applying it here.
I'm saying that that's a massive. Meaning the Balamor doesn't deny that there are two Talmuds.
Yeah, but
in principle, I mean. Be Ikaron, what?
He still got Takanas Nigzel in contrast to the Ramban's first approach.
It is, but I'm saying the Balamor's Takanas Nigzel and the Ramban's first approach, you know, or I mean before he was. Before the questions, but I'm just saying what's amazing about this second view of the Ramban.
It's only about
Takanas Nigzel, and he's basically written off the second Talmud or the pseudo Talmud.
I suppose in Balmor, he keeps the second Talmud.
Yeah.
For
the second issue, you know, and I mean, like the Balmor again, it. For sure, you know, the discussion of the Gemara is about that, but not the discussion of the Mishnah, and not the chiluk between Dark and Lahatman and then Dark and Lahatman and Shalom and Shel Chavero. That's just unbelievable. It's just an unbelievable massive switch. Okay. Okay. Let's continue this very quickly. I was wanting to finish this. Ukinamaitis bigamara bisvara. This is a good line also, coming up. Go ahead. Meshkachas lo itmar netirusa dahachi kabili alai, udahachi lo kabili alai, elegabi mashil. That's a terrific line. Again, the Ramban just has, you know, these powers. So the more you spend time with the Ramban, just like, you know, the more you're impressed with his, you know, his powers. What can I say? So Ramban says, oh, there's a subtle difference between, you know, zeroing in on Kabbalah Achrayas and zeroing in on Achrayas Deramiale. What's the difference? And he's right, because basically the Bali Tosis are equating the two as a paradigm. And they're saying, listen, you know, you see from the Mashiel case or Shomer case, right? That, you know, there is a difference between, you know, Havalele Mesa Kadaite Kesef Etzav, right? And even Rabbi Yehuda is Moda in the case of Mashiel, or is Mekabel Achrayus, you know, that there's going to be a kind of a, not, it's not really Ptur Tamun, it's really more of a Havalele Asuke, right? Says the Ramban, yeah, because those two cases are Kabbalah Sachrayas, meaning they are Shomer, you know, who voluntarily signed up for duty, right? And the question is, what did he sign up for? What's explicit and what's implicit in his obligation of Shemirah, in the scope of his Shemirah? Can you compare that? Is it fair to compare that to a Shemirah which is imposed by the Torah, right? Or maybe it's not even really a Shemirah, but, you know, again, a kind of a Mechayev of Pshia and Choser Shemirah, right? In one case, you could say, oh, it was implicit that I didn't have that in mind. Right? In the other case, who cares what you had in mind? These are objective impositions of the Torah in terms of your responsibility, right, to make sure that you don't damage property of your friend. Right? That's a very, very, you know, it's a good deal, and it's a compelling argument. Also a fascinating view of Mashil. Because you could have said, and we'll see this in some of the Achronim in the Rambam, you could have said, you know, that if you're Mashil, you know, Mokom Lechavercha, so vis-a-vis this halacha, that's Sadeh Shel Chavercha right now. How did it become Sadeh Shel Chavercha? Through Mashil. Okay, good. Right? And that's Kabbalah's, you know, that's a Kabbalah. Fine. But in the end of the day, the result of the Kabbalah is this is the equivalent now of Betok Shel Chavera. Right? And the Ramban says that's not true. That's not what happens in Mashil Makom. Because the Mashil is still the titular owner. So even vis-a-vis the violation of the Shemirah, this is not so obvious, it's always Tok Shelo. It's not Tok Shel Chavera. Okay? I'll just give you as an example of who disagreed with what I was alluding to a second ago. The Rambam quotes the din of Mashil. Right? So the Minchas Chinuch, and really earlier, the Sma, in Sifkat and Yud Zayin, Minchas Chinuch quotes the Sma, you know, asks this question. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara says, Moda Rabbi Yehuda b'mashil makom. Right? Rabbi Yehuda normally holds a Tamun Iskayev. And here, even he agrees that you're going to be Potter, because it's a Kabbalah Shmir Halak of some sort. Right? What's the Rambam quoting it for? The Rambam doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam paskins like Chachamim. You're always chayiv mishum tamun. So we need to tell you that you're chayiv, that you're pot, I'm sorry, you're always potter mishum tamun, real tamun. We need to tell you that you're potter mishum tamun in a case of mashil, where Rabbi Yehuda even agrees. It's superfluous. Right? That's the question. The Sma gives the answer that he gives, and we'll talk about it very quickly when we finish this stuff up on Thursday. The Minchas Chinuch's answer is, the Chiddush of the Rambam is that even if, because the Sma seems to think, you know, that the case at least is a case where you're madlik in your part, in other words, the part that you weren't mashil, and it's spread from there into the part, into his part. And that's the Chiddush still, because you were madlik, bad, bad, whatever. Fine. That's the case. Says the Minchas Chinuch, no, I don't think that's the case. I think the reason this is mechudash is because the Rambam wants to say that even though typically, when you're madlik betok shol chavero, dvarim shein darkan lahatmin, right? I'm sorry, dvarim she... Am I saying it wrong? Even though typically when you're madlik b'shol chavero, right? Dvarim she darkan, sorry, lahatmin, that you are going to be chayiv. Right? In this particular case, even though it's b'shol chavero, because you're You're burning in the part that you are machshel him, right? You're still going to be patur, because even though you were machshel and it's toch chavero, you didn't give him permission to be magdish the tum. It's shalom b'shus. So that's why the Rambam wrote it, because it's a little mechudash. There's an echo of this din of Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the Kabbalah Sachrayas part, even for the Rambam. But the Michas Chinuch is assuming that when you are madlik in the mashil part, right, that that's called madlik betoch shel chavero. The Ramban here is saying that that isn't true. The Ramban says, the enola akeva, when you talk of the Gemara talks about Kabbalah, right, gelig mashil, the enola akeva atzmo melasos dleika betoch sadeu, elimishum shekibel olav. Meaning, even if he's madlik, the mashil part, he's madlik betoch shalom beheter. Hilkach, amar lo netirus adahachi kabili alai, udahachi lo kabili alai, of a mamazik shel chavero, right? Vadai chayev bakol, imishum chutzkitzav, again, imishum mamono. Halamishum de kabil alav netirus adahai mechaybin alai. And let me show the Rami Alayna Tirusa de Gufe, O de Mamone, Drachmana Chaybe Bahachi. Avagavdala Yodamai de Azik Klau. Like, what does that have to do with Kabbalah? Again, according to the Rambam, I would argue, it may very well have to do with Tziruf. And is this considered, you know, because it's Leisba Mashasha as Mamono, and it's not exactly Kocho as Chita. So, part of the whole Talmud story and part of the Darkol Hatman story is the Tziruf issue. That's what I was saying in the Rama. Ramban doesn't think that any of that is true. Right? So he's saying, what, you keep comparing it to Pshia and to Shmira? That's all very good in Mashil. But what does that have to do with in a situation where so it's Choser Shmira. Again, we're using that language because we want to avoid, in not saying Eshem Mishum Chitzav, you know, and we're in within Mamona, we're trying to say that Lashem. Again, there are people who use the language of Pshia even within Chitza, as we know. There are people who don't like Pshia even within Mamona. Okay? The Ramban saying, I'm okay with saying Chitza is Mazik B'Yadayim. I'm okay with saying Mamono is, you know, Pshia or Choser Shmira. Right? But what I'm not okay with is equating Kabbalah Shmira and Chiyuv Shmira, the Tirusa, the Rami Alei Din Torah. I mean, it's just like thing. It's just really incredible analysis. Okay, Elam Yishum Derab. The Alpha Gabla Yuteida. What's the Raya? The Rabbi Yehuda Moda Bedina. Sorry, the Mashul Mokom. The Kamechayev B'Madlik Bein B'Tok Shalom Bein B'Tok Shal Chavero. Right? Obviously, he thought there was a difference between, you know, Kabbalah Shmira and Chiyuv Shmira. Okay, so is that a good raya? That gets us back to something else. And that is, Rabbi Yehuda's view that there's no Ptur Tamun is because he just doesn't believe in Tamun, as we said before, or because Rabbi Yehuda thinks that Eish is not likely to have a Ptur Tamun or can't have a Ptur Tamun because it's too much like Mazik. Right? If you say that, then there's no Bid Rabbi Yehuda, right, Nishma Rabbana. I mean, there are the Bali Tosis, I'm sorry, the Ramban here is assuming that Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein L'Rabbanan, right, Esha Mishum Mamono is Shmira. That's not necessarily true. Which was, again, even for the Bali Tosis, it's fascinating, because there's a problem in Rabbi Yehuda for the Bali Tosis, a little bit. Then according to the Bali Tosis, are two dinim, correct? Two separate dinim. One exerts a cost of a ptur, the other a din in, call it onus or lack of pshia or whatever you want to call it. Okay, so that Rabbi Yehuda denies the ptur the Gzeres HaKasuv. Fine. But why should, is it a coincidence that Rabbi Yehuda also turns his back on something which is just a plain din in Mazik? Again, for Bali Tosis, even Mazik B'Yadayim. That's a little interesting, right? Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda, why Rabbi Yehuda's Moda in Mashil? Fine, that's good. But why isn't he Moda in anything else within the worldview of the Rishonim who think, you know, that this Asuke Adaite has wider ramifications? I don't know the answer to that question. It's bothered me always. Is this a coincidence that he argues on two fronts? I mean, he's, you know, kind of the Ramban-type thinker, you know, of coincidence, two totally different dinim? Or is it because his rejection of the Gzeres HaKasuv of Talmud isn't just that he doesn't think it compelling as a drasha, right? But it's because, like, it's Hayitachein, like, there can't be such a thing, because even Esha Mishum Mamono, right, is more of a Maisa Hezek, in which case, for the very same reason that he doesn't stomach Tamun as a Gzeres HaKasuv, he also is not so into Asuke Adaite. Okay. Then, this raya from Rabbi Yehuda to the Rabbanan is suspect. The Rabbanan is assuming that they're not arguing gufa, you know, on the parameters of H. Okay. Rami, you're doing a good job. We're a good team, right? The Haidalo Pliga Bitakanas Nigzal the Alma. Ah, go ahead, Rami. Oh, so this again, this he says, like the Balamor, that the, again, the same question. Right, because it's not enough to say that it also has a halacha lemaisa application. Right, you got to explain why are we distracting you with Rabbi Yehuda if it has a halacha lemaisa application for the Rabbana. The answer is a bigger chiddush for Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Tafilu b'tamun be'esh nami asa b'takanas nigzal. Okay, doesn't tell us what about it. I mean, the real Gzeres HaKasuv one, right? Or even, meaning even B'tov Shalo, he means? Or even B'davar Shein Darka Lahatmin? Hard to know. Go ahead, Rabbanan. We'll see him in a minute. Yeah. Oh, so what is that? So here's where it gets. Afilu b'madlik tok shel chavero, right? Dechayev lo asu bo takanas nigzal, b'dvarim shein darkan lahatmin. This is already a limitation on. Even though, are you chayiv? Are you chayiv according to the Ramban? Or potur? You're chayiv, because what he said before, right? So this is a very big chiddush. The Ramban is saying that even though I turn my back, yeah, Rami, you agree? And I want to make sure I'm saying, at least the way I understand that. I don't know if there's any other way to understand it. What's Ramban saying here? The din of takanas nigzal will not apply b'madlik b'toch shol chavero b'dvarim, right? She ein darkon lahatmin. Correct? But didn't Ramban just say that dvarim shein darkon lahatmin, right, is not ever patur, b'yeshedim? Right, because it's, we don't believe in this pseudo, there are no two Talmud, there are no two cases of Talmud, there's no pseudo Talmud. right? Ah. So what do we see? What is this? Are you?
It's a believability thing. This gets back to the point two.
You think it's a believability thing?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what Nathan was kind of saying.
Yeah,
Yeah. But I don't think so. I don't think so. Again, it could be I'm just, you know, revealing my own preferences. But I think the Ramban agrees that there is a range of Esho Mishum Amono. He also thinks that even the Esho Mishum Amono, which is Lagamri Choser Shmira, as we said before, right, is still, when there's Yesh Edim, Chayiv. Because the only real Talmud is only one Talmud, and that's the Talmud of Tov Shalom. However, it doesn't mean that the distinction, right, that is made by other Rishonim in terms of the gradations of Eish vis-a-vis Chiv and Ptur and Talmud, doesn't mean he rejects those gradations completely. So where does it express itself? In Takanas Nigzal. There's Takanas Nigzal when you have a stronger Mazik close to Gezel presence, right? And where you have less of that, then there's no Takanas Nigzal. It's like it's a Choser Shmira halacha. Every Choser Shmira is Takanas Nigzal. That's what I think he's saying. Ubraisa diktani av amadlik betosho chaver mishalim kol mashayu betocho. That's also a brilliant chap. Again, you know, the Rashi has to say, oh, this is a reference to Rava, you know, or Rav Kana. It says, ikaluk me'al piedim. The kol shemashayu betocho afu the arnik. Meaning, in this case, you're chayiv. The only thing that there isn't is Takanas Nigzal. So for Rabbi Yehuda, there's Takanas Nigzal, and it's a Chiddush, even Tok Shalom, right? Even the most extreme Talmud, I mean the most obvious Ptur Talmud that Rabbi Yehuda rejects, because he's Bechayiv even in that case, right? Let's call it even the flimsiest of the Eishes, something which every other person would be poter, there's takanas nigzal for that, for a Yehuda. But there isn't takanas nigzal for the Rabbanan in Toch Shalom b'davar she'en aroi lahatmin, even though you are chayiv. But if there's no edim, then there's no takanas nigzal. No? Okay. Shmaitin amidaika. Da-da-da. Okay. Ela lomar sh'asu mazik takanas nigzal kamo sh'asu be'esho. Okay. Let's skip this to v'hoda ka'amar rav the Rabbi Yehuda the Mechayev on this gate tamun be'esho asu takanas nigzal be'esho. Right, hu adin rabbanan ela kamashmalan, here's where he gets into the da'filu b'madlik b'toch shalo v'nafal gader shalo machmas leka tiknu takanas nigzal. Here's where he expands on what the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is. Again, the Baal HaMor said, what was the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? That it applies even to Dvarim She'en Darkan Lahatmin, but B'toch Shel Chaveiro. Right? The Ramban says, no, the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is even Mamono, meaning Kol Lochitzav, even Mamono B'toch Shelo. Right? Again, Kamash Melon, Da'afilu B'madlik B'toch Shelo, V'nofel Gader Shelo Machmas Leika, still Tiknu Takanas Nigzal. Aval Rabbanan b'madlik b'toch shel chaveiro, pshita haynu nigzal. I mean, in the case of dvarim, you know, which are ruuyim lahatmin, why is that more pashut? The ledas humavir. That's not nemanas, right? That is a shiur in eish. The ledas humavir. Is this still eish mishum mamono? Certainly. Right? This is Esho Mishum Mamono, but there's Takanas Nigzal because the Holodas Humavir. By the way, it's interesting. He doesn't say, doesn't speak of the of Rishus and Lobrishus, which many other Rishonim do. He doesn't speak about what I was suggesting, which was, you know, different venues. and that for the process, or the chaloses, the stages, for him, it is ledasumavir, tziruf, in a way. But within Esha Mishum Mamono, right, he's being mechalik, not tamun for him. For others, it's tamun, or pseudo tamun. For the Ramban, it is tok shalom. I'm sorry, it is takonas nigzal. One second. The ledasumavir, the gazlin who, a little harsh, right? Meaning this Esho Mishum Mamono Betosh Shol Chaveiro B'Davar Haroi is a goslin? I mean, what would the cousin say about this, right? You know, Benyona. Right? Does Benyona mean only Adam Amazik? Does he even mean this Kei Mamon? I don't know. And would he say it in Mishum Esho Mishum Mamono? I don't know. But the Ramban is saying, Esha Mishumamono, Gufa, whether it's Mazik, again, unless you think that he only means Takonas Nigzal here. But I don't think that that's how it reads. I think he's making a very strong statement. Right? Ledasu Mavir, the Gazlan who. He's an Adam Mazik even within Mamono. That's why I thought Lemafreya before that maybe even Mishum Mamono, Begadish, he had that thought earlier. I mean, that it wasn't, you know, B'mokum Gacheles or Mesakseches or Chitzav. Right? Maybe what he's saying here, you know, is kind of what he had in mind there, all within Mamono, which would be amazing. Okay. V'od hayna masisim de'ukmet betarte pligi b'madlik b'tok shomer tachanas nigzal k'nefrishas. Ela mai, ela kamash malan rav Tafilu Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechay b'Tomu b'Madik b'Tok Shelo, Sol Kedai Tachamina Lav Gazlan El Poshea B'Almahu. You might have thought for Rabbi Yehuda, this should be—he's a Poshea, but he's not a Gazlan. This is all within Mamono, right? So what's the Kamashmalan? Maybe the Kamashmalan is even though he's a Poshea and he's not a Gazlan, he's still to apply it. Or is the no? Let's look at Rabbi Yehuda. This Chi of Tomu in itself is a kind of Esho for Mamono. Not sure. V'lo tikam be'rabbanim midi, we would have said kamash malan. U'bedinu da'havle le'meimer begolui le'rabbanim b'madlik b'tok shalo. Right? If all this is in Talmud, it should certainly be in Galui. El rabusa kamash malan Rabbi Yehuda afilu b'dvarim shein darkan lahatmin. That's the second rabusa. Dumi d'matzisim nokat v'hainu d'voy le'meimer. Right? Asu takonas I'm not going to get into this because I just don't want to get stuck in this topic, but Masur, right, in light of everything that we said, if Takonis Nigzel is broad and it's like, you caused, it's your fault, you know, and therefore everything, the onus is on you, therefore we believe me. Well, it doesn't have to be Gezel, it doesn't have to be Mazik, and could even be Masur, right? The more you think, this is a takana and gezela. If we're going to apply it, it has to be something which is gezel al pidin or something very close to it, right? Then is masur the same? And there are rishonim the struggle here, both for halacha, but masur. That's a question: is it teiku? Is it chatzi? Is it motzi mechaver levaraya? Also, is the masur argument the same? Are the details the same? In terms of bari and shema and makfish and. I'm not going to go into all that because it'll take too long and it's really too far off our topic. But it's important for Masur and it's important for this general idea. Anyways, the point is that this is a jam-packed Ramban, both in the subtleties of it and also just in the actual Shitos and the Chilukim. So we still have to... Sorry to think so long, but... Thursday, let's finish up just very quickly the Ravid. I skipped the Ravid. Also, the Ravid and the Chidushim, pretty much the same. The Ravid, and I still have to talk for a minute or two about Rabbeinu Yonason, Bill Neal, both the Knas part and the Chasa part, etc. And then just a couple of Ha'aros, just to finish that, and then we want to start Liba, B'Liv Saru, the Mishnah, on Mentes, on Beis. Make sure to start looking at those Rishonim.